with creating the Communities of Practice resource kit, which hopefully some of you have seen at the Finn booth. So the resource kit is really the first step at the Communities of Practice program in supporting the Communities of Practice. As you know, this is a paradigm shift of the way of doing business. It's a new way of thinking. So what we wanted to do was to look at all the resources that are available about Communities of Practice and kind of translate that into an easy-to-use guide. So what we wanted to do is bridge the theory of Communities of Practice into Finn and the business of doing business with Finn. There are tactical guides of how to initiate, sustain, and evolve COPs. So this is really supposed to help new or current COPs. It can help at any stage. There's also some resources that are worksheets, guides, and templates that will help you kind of reduce the workload as you're beginning your work with your Communities of Practice if you're a leader. And then it also provides all of these resources and tools into a central format that can help reduce the startup time for Communities of Practice. It can also help reduce the research time needed. Like if you want to embark on a new project, you can refer to the resource kit and see, you know, are there other activities that have been done there like that? Is there a template that you can use to help facilitate a meeting or to get feedback from your members? It also provides a level of consistency across the Finn Communities of Practice. And that is not to say that all of the Communities of Practice are going to be the same. What it's to say is that it at least provides a platform. You're all referring to one set of terms, glossary. You kind of have a better idea of where Finn and the Finn Communities of Practice approach is coming from. And it really crystallizes the theory of Community of Practice into an actual actionable plan. And then I've already talked about the materials. So as we were developing the content and the resources in the toolkit, we wanted it to be approachable. So we tried to make the language as conversational and easy to approach as possible. And we wanted it to be easy to follow. And that we have it online, and we hope that it's been organized in a way that's easy for you to find what you're looking for. And your feedback that you'll hopefully give to Andrea will help us make sure that we're improving it over time and making it more useful for you. And with that being said, the resources and the content will evolve over time because we expect the Communities of Practice to evolve over time. And it will also evolve with your feedback. So if you tell us that something isn't clear, we'll hopefully fix that for you. And we wanted it to be accessible, so it is online, and because we expect it to change so much, we didn't want to print it and then have to reprint it and reprint it. So. Again, as Andrea said, there's going to be ongoing evaluation of the content and the resources, so please, 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 if you take a look at the resource kit as you're trying to use it, if you see anything that you feel could be better or that you like, please share that with us so we can implement it into next generations of the toolkit. Now Kara Hamm is going to get up and talk a little bit more about what's in the toolkit and show you some of those resources.
As Melissa mentioned, we have many resources in the resource kit that are to help you whether you want to just join a COP or if you're already a member of one or if you would like to start a brand new one. So these are the sections of the resource kit. The ins and outs, that's really just the basics, what a COP is. You'll see the puzzle framework graphic one more time there. There's an overview of the Finn Communities of Practice, so what the COPs actually mean for Finn and what it means to align with Finn. So these are the requirements to be a Finn COP, what it takes to get your COP to that level. And then standing up and sustaining a COP. You can plan, launch, sustain, and evolve a COP using the resources that we have in the toolkit. There are also resources, as we've mentioned, to decide if you're ready to join a COP, if you're already part of a COP that's not called a COP yet. You could just be part of a user group that's almost a COP, and it helps you figure out what you need to do to take it to that next level. The glossary explains the pieces and parts of COPs and the five existing COPs a little bit further. You can also join a COP from the website, and if you have any feedback on any of the resources or anything that we've provided you so far, you can fill that out in on the Contact Us form. We really just talked through this. But if you're interested in just joining a COP, there's a form online. If you'd like to start a COP, you can learn what your domain is or figure out how to refine your domain so that it really suits the FIN format. And then aligning your FIN COP and sustaining Evolve, that's really the meat of the COP program. So it's once you've decided that this is the COP you want to be a part of, what it takes to do that. So how do you find members? How do you choose who your leaders are? And then once you've got that up and running, how do you keep the momentum going? And then how to evaluate. The 29 resources are divided into these five categories. And it walks you through all of those different pieces and parts. You can jump right into any section when you're on the website. You can download the PDFs for each individual section, or you can download the entire thing. And here are some examples. In the upper left, there's a press release template. There's a membership tracking tool. We actually have Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, and Word documents, all of which are editable as much as you need. So whether or not it fits you exactly, you can modify that to make it suit your personal community of practices needs. And this is one of the basic templates that helps you decide if the group that you're a part of is already a COP or if it could be. So first, are you in a group? It's a good starting point. But after that, it talks you through if you're functioning like a community of practice, what it takes to do that, and what it might take to align with FIN. And you can visit and explore the COP resource kit online. It's available from the FIN website, and we're actually doing a demo of it at the booth at 3:15. So feel free to stop by and see you in depth there.